Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine. This is questions as of Monday, September 6th. We're publishing September 9th. Thank you for your questions. Any questions not in here will roll into next week. If for any reason you don't think your question has been answered or has been missed, please just put in a ticket and support and or send something to Ask Catherine and we'll make sure it gets addressed. Okay, let's dive in on cash, precious metals, and money. Catherine, my wife and I have been saving for years for our retirement. Unfortunately, we're currently using Vanguard. Do you have any suggestions for a safer investment place to move our money other than a CD? I would still be like to be able to invest my money to keep it growing. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for all your hard work and great articles. Just what I would do is I would listen to the equity overview, the last three ones, so the one with the 2020 annual wrap-up, and then the first quarter and second quarter equity overview. I go through all these things. If you're going to be doing securities in the United States, then you're going to have to be in one of the big financial institutions. There are, that I know of, there's one financial institution that will, in essence, allow you to take physical possession of securities or have a tighter custodial connection, but pretty much that's going to be for institutional investors. So if you're a retail investor, you're going to be in one of the big financial institutions. So that's the way it is. And I think if you look at the custodian abilities of those institutions, I think so long as the market exists, they should be fine. So I don't think of that as necessarily a more dangerous place. If you look at all the things your neighbors can steal, you know, all custodian relation or all custodian arrangements have risk, especially in this environment. But listen to the equity overviews. I think that should address all your questions. And I'll be doing an equity overview in October for the third quarter wrap-up, and I'll address these issues as well. Hi, Catherine. I wanted to share a Cash Friday story that happened this past week. Very interesting. The cashier had a problem in handling cash. And unfortunately, a lot of people are forgetting how to do that. The story's in the notes, and I really appreciate that. So just keep up the good work. Dear Ms. Fitz, I've enjoyed your recent discussion with John Titus. And this is a question about the Bank of England ownership. I had said it was 10% was owned privately, secretly, and I checked it in response to your question. I sent you an email. Turns out I was wrong. It was 3%. I was sure it was 10%, but it was 3%. You said it wouldn't surprise me if the House of Windsor did own 3%. I think the goal of that 3% is to ensure whoever it is, which I assume is the House of Windsor, that they have access to all the information and data. So that's a, you know, it's sort of a hook into the data and information and policy flow. As for the New York Fed, I'm still a little confused if it is owned by the member banks and intergenerational family wealth. So I assume, because they won't disclose exactly the name of the bank and what percentage they hold, that essentially it's owned by the member banks, but then you have the intergenerational pools of capital that own the lead positions in the stock of those banks. So the members are owned by the intergenerational family wealth. And of course, if you look at their SEC proxy, you know, it'll say it's owned by the big custodians, but the question is who's behind them? And, you know, I'm assuming those pools of capital are behind them. And this is why Titus and I talked about JP Morgan Chase being able to trade its stock in the dark pools, because that allows new money to come in very secretive ways that doesn't get through to the SEC. But, it, you know, that works if it's they're hiding behind the big custodians, Vanguard, Fidelity, BlackRock, etc. Anyway, as I said, I sent you an email correcting it to 3%. Hi, Catherine. Thank you for all you and your team are doing. Quick background. Now, this is somebody who's out in the Central Texas who is doing, you're doing just great things. Look at all the things you're doing. This is great. I've narrowed my local banks to the two below. Not sure if you all help with this endeavor. So we won't underwrite individual banks. But if you look at our article on how to find a good local bank, just go through the process. I give enormous weight to the quality of governance and management. I want to know who the people are. And you get a really good feeling by walking around talking and making sure you're going to have a relationship that can reach in and talk to a decision maker. So I've been thinking about creating our own currency using the co-op as the starting point for transactions and levering our community. I would point out to you that Texas has a, first of all, we have great subscribers in your area. So I would get on Connect and connect with them because there's some unbelievable people, some great ranchers in Texas on the Salieri Report subscriber list. So I would get on Connect and find some of the other Salieri Report subscribers. But the other thing is you have the gold depository, the precious metals depository in Austin, not far from you. So you can all put gold and silver in the depository and then start doing gold and silver transactions using the gold and silver calculator. And I would really check out the gold and silver calculator and the depository. Farrell just had a new article on the depository. So I don't know, it puts you in a really good position to, you know, to do something using gold and silver and cash and local coin. A lot more to say on currencies, but that probably coming up in the fourth quarter this year. Hi, Catherine. I'm in the process of coming clean, and boy, are you right. It took me 1 minute to find this article about the criminal conduct of Chase. When we did the ESG wrap-up a couple years ago, we put together a list of all criminal and civil settlements by Chase since 2006 forward that we could find. And it's a doozy, $42 billion of civil and criminal penalties. And I mean, if somebody, serial killers are put into prison for life, but they just keep letting, you know, serial criminal banksters kill again and again. I understand avoiding the big Fed banks. What's your opinion on the regional banks such as Fifth Third? Do these function more like a credit union community bank? They're kind of a hybrid between the big and the small. I've had good experiences with Fifth Third, but I haven't underwritten. Since I stopped doing individual investment advisory, I haven't underwritten any banks. What I prefer is having a relationship with a bank that doesn't have any derivative or any of the big market exposure and where I can have a relationship with a decision maker. Now, the other thing is, if you're in Fifth Third, you don't have to leave. You can have more than one bank account and you can try banks and see, you know, see if you're comfortable with them before you switch. So it depends on whether you can find something more intimate for yourself in your area. And I would look, but I would say any good regional bank like Fifth Third is a significant improvement to the New York Fed member banks. Dear Catherine, thank you so much for your offerings. It's been really helpful this year to find voices of clarity and truth. Okay, so you're an investment advisor who's done a good job for you. She and her team have done amazingly well with it, especially over the last 3 years, and they allow me to make choices on the types of stocks I don't want to have, and more recently, what I do want to have. I'm wondering what your thoughts are regarding keeping money in the stock market. So I have money in the stock market. I'm a great believer in the sort of planet equity scenario. And I think, you know, if I was Mr. Global and could create the kind of world I want, it would definitely have stock markets. So I'm a believer in stock markets. And I understand all the problems in this stock market and all the corruption. It's the same corruption you deal with in any asset category, whether you own land, whether you own precious metals, you're trying to mail, put them through the mail. When you have no rule of law, all asset categories struggle with this. But anyway, I describe this much more in the three most recent equity overviews, and the equity overview we'll do October. So again, I would look at the equity overviews for the annual wrap-up and the first and second quarter, go through those. We have transcripts, and so that can make it easy to skim and read the parts. But I explain sort of what I think about the stock markets. I also put in the best books for 2021, really a list of my favorite investment books. And that would include the two books from Montier, as well as The Family Wealth by Jay Hughes. And then finally, you said you'd be happy to do a consultation. I don't do consultations anymore. Anyway, but I think there's enough in the equity overview, so you ought to be able to make your way. So I believe in a broad diversification, but I like real assets. And for me, the important thing about the stock market is not, are you in the stock market or not? It's what in the stock market are you in? So I like companies that are highly productive, great management, great governance, and real assets, real products and services. I look to avoid companies that basically have a intentional criminal model. And I think there are plenty of companies that do have intentional criminal models. Hi, Catherine. We are agonizing over a decision how to use our money right now for the best possible outcome of our freedom to stay on the land. We are small organic farmers and have set up a homestead in the last few years. We are aware that inflation will reduce our ability to pay off the small farm over time, and we are looking at how to pull all our money out of an IRA and savings and put it into something tangible. Our mortgage. What is driving this is that we are not vaxxed, so we understand eventually we may not have the choice to use the money we already have in the system because of this, and it may seem wise to pull it out now while there is still value. I don't know for a fact that they're going to shut off, they're going to steal your assets because you have not taken the injection. I think that's a little dicey, and if they do it down the road, it would be great if you could finance your mortgage out of your IRA. I don't know that you can do that. Typically, you can only finance real estate that you're not residing in. So would it be possible to do farmland through an IRA and then lease it for your farm? I don't know. You'd have to talk to somebody who's an expert at self-directed IRAs into real assets. If there is a way for you to do it into your mortgage, to refinance your mortgage into your IRA, I would certainly do that. That's one way to protect yourself. I just don't know enough about your situation to know whether it's worth paying the taxes to get it out of the IRA to pay off your mortgage. As you probably know, I don't have a 401k and IRA and never will, because they played games with my 401k during the litigation. And I just said, you know, if I'm going to run a new media website, I can't afford to be in any of those vehicles. I need to tell you the truth without worrying, oh, they're going to grab my 401k again. They didn't grab it. They put it under audit and made it impossible for me to use it to finance my business. So once I discovered it wasn't really my money, it was the government's money, I decided, I'm out. Do you think that people who have not paid their mortgage will lose their homes in the reset if they have not got the shot? I think if they've not got the shot, they're going to, you know, you're going to run into employer mandates, and that's going to make it harder for them to carry their mortgage. I think the problem will be more one of income than grabbing the mortgages, but then anything's possible. When there's no law, there's no law. In other words, should we do everything we can in the next few months to own our land? We would be financially vulnerable and on the edge for a while till we made more, but we'd be out of the mortgage. This one is tough. I don't know enough about your situation to decide. I'm the kind of person who would be very aggressive about trying to get out of the mortgage. But you also don't want to be too vulnerable. So I just don't know enough about your situation. When I have to make a decision like this, because the uncertainty is so great and so it's hard to really assess the risks, I just go to prayer and pray and pray and pray. And eventually the answer comes. And I find that is the best navigation tool when it's pretty hard to assess how fast the risk will come. If there's any way you can get that mortgage paid off pretty quickly, I would certainly do it. Okay, how does the response come? So yeah, you listen to Ask Catherine. That's how it comes. Hi, Catherine. Your first interview for Planet Lockdown was my first somewhat comprehensive glimpse into the big picture behind the great crime. Since then, my understanding has become progressively clearer, somewhat like a developing photograph. What a great illusion to demonstrate what this is like. The drive towards absolute control with national digital currencies leading to a global digital currency and the demise of cash has obviously spurred the drive for alternative ways to preserve our wealth and do business. Currently, cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin are free and decentralized to hold our money and to transact. I would be careful here because you're playing on your enemy's platform. Now, that's true for essentially most asset categories, but the notion that cryptocurrencies are free and decentralized is, I think, not correct. My question is, what are your thoughts and John's about the possibility or likelihood of government agencies taking unspecified action to make cryptocurrencies unworkable? One, I think they're going to start regulating them. That won't make them unworkable. When they start promoting CBDCs, the question is, will they set the arrangements up so that cryptocurrencies will die on the vine, or could they just outlaw them? Anything's possible. if I were them, I would simply allow them to coexist and set up the regulation and the performance so they just slowly die on the vine. Do you think this can be done or is likely to be attempted? Absolutely, they can do it in a flat second. If they wanted to shut down all cryptocurrency tomorrow, they could in a month. My own view is that if the independence of the big crypto, such as Bitcoin, is compromised, the future may involve smaller groups finding ways, as needs arise, to create new cryptocurrencies to transact. Absolutely. But I don't think you need a cryptocurrency. You just need to be able to communicate digitally. And my guess is you probably need to do it without blockchain because blockchain allows them to grab and integrate into what they're doing. So I think you want to be AI resistant. But yes, are we going to have to create our own ways of transacting and currency? Yes. Does it have to be crypto? No, in fact. Digital systems have been transacting digital money for a long, long time before somebody decided to say, to call. I think of digital systems that use blockchain as crypto. And but digital systems have been around for a long, long time. And what we're going to need are currencies that are both physical and digital, and we don't have to call them crypto. I have a problem with the name because it connotes crypt, and it wouldn't surprise me if there is a reason why it denotes crypt. Hi, Catherine. You recently shared that Slurry does keep a mutual fund. No, we don't keep a mutual fund. We, my other company, Slurry Investment Advisory, does a screen for the Slurry World Fund. It's an ESG screen. We're basically trying to screen out organized crime. So we do a screen for a money manager who then manages a mutual fund that just uses our screen. How can you guide me towards learning how to invest in a mutual fund that is right for me without putting you in an advisory position, which I know you cannot do? What I would again suggest is you listen to the last three equity overviews. I don't advise people on investing in mutual funds. In the equity overview, I go through sort of different processes and issues. If you want to, most of my focus as an investor is in individual stocks. I like to know what I own or what I don't own. If you're in a mutual fund, then you need to really assess the manager and the performance. And the two books I chose in the investment category for best books for 2021 are by James Montier, and I would read both of those. I think those are very, very helpful in how to assess any investment advisor or mutual fund. Then you ask, could Tim Caban help? So Tim knows how to do that. If that's of interest, I would contact him. But what are the baby steps? The baby steps is I would just get a basic primer on investment and mutual funds and go from there. I'm not clear why you're asking about mutual funds, because you can put money in stocks and bonds. You can put money with an investment advisor who manages stocks and bonds, including through a mutual fund. You can put money in ETF. I'm not sure why you're focused on mutual funds in particular. Anyway, I would start with Montier and read those and go through the equity overviews. And then if you think you need someone to teach you on mutual funds, there should be, I don't know, a good course, but if you want to get an investment advisor to teach you, then go ahead and do that. I'll see for the equity overview if I can come up with a good book or primer on sort of the basics of securities investment. Good morning, Ms. Fitz. I'm a New York City teacher who's now out of a job because I won't submit to the vaccine mandate. Strangely, New York does not seem to be offering a religious exemption, while New York State seems to be doing so. I'm the primary breadwinner for my family, and now because I'm unemployed, I will not be able to pay my mortgage or support my family. Consequently, my family and I have decided to move to Lebanon, where my husband's family can support us while we try to get back on our feet until things hopefully become more normal in the U.S. We will be selling our house, and I wanted to know how and where I can convert some of the money that we got from the sale of the house into gold and silver. I also want to know how I would be able to take that with me to Lebanon. Lebanon's economy is in free fall, and politically it is a ticking time bomb. I want to know how I can secure some sort of future for my sons. I would greatly appreciate any information that would help towards that endeavor. Thank you and God bless. Some of the online gold and silver companies, you could sell your house here and put money in one of the online gold and silver companies. I have not due diligenced any of them recently. And then they will deliver gold, some of them, and you could have it delivered into Lebanon. Or you could simply sell and deliver money into Lebanon at various times. So what I would do is get the money. Now, here's the problem. You have to make sure that if you're moving, that if you sent the money in from the U.S., that they'll deliver into Lebanon and explain your circumstance. So I would contact some of them. And the one thing I would do is I would never put all the money in any one of them. I would diversify around. The other thing is you can just wire money into a dealer in Lebanon who sells gold and silver and do it there. But I would check out the online gold and silver companies. You can continue to hold it in the United States. You could use someone like Fidel Trust in Delaware if you wanted to continue to hold it in the United States. But again, you'd have to make sure that you could arrange for them to send it to a different bank account than you want, than the one you put it in, because the money laundering is very strict. And that's another reason to, I would keep whatever bank account you have in the United States, I would tend to keep it open for that reason in case you run into those kinds of problems. And good luck in Lebanon. I've only been there once. What a beautiful piece of land that is. I know it's been really worked over badly, but it's a, what a beautiful location. Hi, Catherine. I'm becoming a huge fan of yours since I saw your presentation on how the riots during COVID were really a land grab. I'm becoming convinced that the dollar will soon be nothing like the Venezuela dollar they use to wrap gold. My husband is not. He insists on putting as much into our 401k as he possibly can, and he insists on racking up large amounts of cash and savings. I want to take that cash and put it into our land, 3 acres, to make us more self-sufficient. Barn, animals, garden, second well. And he, of course, thinks I'm nuts. He's about 3 to 4 years away from retirement. We're hoping he can retire at 62. I own a small business that employs only myself. I can also run that business out of my home if he would let me build it in the barn. I feel this puts me at a greater advantage than relying on my rental space in case of future lockdown mandates. I'm also tempted to take money out of the retirement account if need be to cover everything, but we would get hit with a huge amount of taxes. Basically, I want to convert all our excess money into something other than the dollar, metals, and home sufficiency items. If you can move any money in the 401k into a self-directed IRA, you can do metals, you can do precious metals in an IRA that are not in a security system, that are with a custodian. So I would take a look at that. I do think getting out of a rental space and renting from yourself, in essence, by building something in the barn is an absolutely terrific idea. It lowers your operating expenses and it gives you a good return on your land. So I think there's a balanced pathway. And so I would show the calculations on what you're making on the 401k versus what you could do if you paid rent to your husband instead of to the landlord. So, you know, I would really get out your pencil and look at the savings you can gather by building more resiliency. So I would encourage him to partner with you. And if you listen to the last 3 equity overview, I go through a lot of these issues, and that may help. Your videos did help me get him to leave Chase. That's good. I think in my experience, somebody who fits the description that you're giving me of your husband, they're very conscientious, and they're very responsible, and they're very careful, and they like to see a balanced and plan, intelligent plan. And of course, they hate to pay taxes and fees. So I think it's a matter of really penciling out how much money you can save on rental space, how much money you can save by growing your own food, et cetera, et cetera. So I would just start focusing on those places where penciling it out is proves it's a really good investment. Dear Catherine, so we turn to the COVID-19 out of money. Okay, dear Catherine, you asked last week to keep you posted about successes large and small. We've had an enormous success this morning, September 7th in Tucson, Arizona. This is fantastic. This is fantastic. What the group in Pima County and Arizona have done, the AG in Arizona came out and said mandates were unconstitutional or illegal. I haven't read his opinion. Whee! That is so fantastic. very, very good news out of Arizona. I would encourage everybody to go look at the notes and read your report. This is absolutely great. You said, today the board met several healthcare practitioners, including three doctors, made powerful three-minute presentations focusing on CDC reports, the legal issues involved with mandating the shots, and the ethical problems involved in forcing an entire community of health professionals to get a medical procedure. More than one speaker let the board know they would be held accountable and liable for deaths and injuries from mandated shots. After a close discussion, board returned. The doctor on the board of supervisors who had proposed the mandate withdrew it. That is fantastic. That is so great. And that's why I have to tell you the work that American Frontline Doctors and Doctors for COVID Ethics has done is so important, because they have really presented a case based on, you know, that when you look at these injections, there's what we know and what we don't know. And if you just take what we know, if you look at the professionalism and the brilliance of what they've presented, it's enough to prove these things are exceptionally dangerous and poisonous. And you just can't do that. You can't basically slow kill all your doctors and nurses in a state. It's insane. Hi, Catherine. Here's a short summary I spoke of in the last email, how a simple tactic can change the momentum on the present vaccine attack. Okay, so this is from Donald, and he has written an amazing description of how all the big vaccine companies say they can't make an effective coronavirus vaccine and why Pfizer and Moderna are totally untrustworthy, which I completely agree with. He also puts in a video that I haven't watched yet, but it might not be right for all to watch, as it is violent. Okay, well, I haven't watched it, so just be careful. Aloha, good people who deserve all blessings they have inherited from God. I've heard of 5 to 6 of these ingredients. Look at the injection ingredients. Okay, this is somebody who called up. I gathered all vaccine ingredients into a list and contacted poison control after intros and such, and asking to speak with somebody tenured and knowledgeable. This is the gist of the conversation. This is so funny. This is unbelievably funny. So they call poison control, and what they do is they get a description that almost everything in here is a poison, and they put the description in. And what they said is, the man, when they informed him that all of these were what's in the ingredient, I said, me, if I were deliberately to feed or inject my child with these ingredients often as a schedule, obviously I'd put my daughter in harm's way, but what would legally happen to me? He says, odd question, but you'd likely be charged with criminal negligence, perhaps with intent to kill, and of course, child abuse. Your child would be taken away from. Do you know of someone who's doing this to your child? This is criminal. I said, me, yes, an industry. These are the ingredients used in vaccine with binding agents to make sure the body won't flush them out, to keep the antibody levels up indefinitely. What? He says, the man was beside himself. He asked if I could email him all this information. He wanted to share it with his adult kids or parents. He was horrified and felt awful. He didn't know his kids are vaccinated and they have health issues. I got to tell you, you guys are so smart. I just love you. You're so smart. Hi, I was wondering if you have seen what the city and county of San Francisco employees are doing. So you've got a group of city employees who are fighting the mandates, and I would love to see the letter that they sent. From the description, I don't know what they've been doing in terms of common law or sort of the legal issues, but it sounds like you got quite a few firefighters and other other city workers who are pushing back hard against the mandates. Good for you. Hi, Catherine. The physical harassment you reported enduring recently here in the States sounds like what you worried about facing had Hillary Clinton won in 2016. I recall you saying after Trump won that you've been looking at options to relocate, preferably to a country not NATO. It sounds as though you'd be better off staying in Europe even after the pandemic ends. So my ideal world is one where I can spend approximately half my time in North America and half my time in Europe. And right now I'm 100% in Europe, just because I just feel, for a whole combination of reasons, that I can be more productive not trying to go back and forth given what's going on. And of course, given the physical harassment issues that had started. But, you know, people keep trying to get me to give a definitive answer to where I expect to be. And one of the things that started for me in 1995, when you know, when the enemy of the state period decided is I came to the conclusion that I couldn't, you know, this was not going to be a life where I could put down roots. So I'm exceptionally happy and productive where I am. I love where I am. If Mr. Global decides I can never travel more than 5 kilometers from where I sleep for the rest of my life, I'll be happy here. But I'll also be happier if I can travel around. Anyway, what I find is God is everywhere. So wherever I am, I'm home. I really relocated from Chicago to Albuquerque. And this is great. You got to see this picture. You got to read. All these questions have great information and stories to them. So you're talking about, I have to speak in defense of cities and the young. So you love cities and you're hoping the cities can come back right. And I used to love cities. I grew up in the city. I love the city. I love living in New York. What I find is ever since the cell phones and the cell towers went in, the EMF radiation is so intense in the cities that I just can't. I will say this, EMF has to date ruined cities for me, but there was nobody who loved being a city dweller more than me. So I understand completely what you're saying. I have listened many times to your Cotton Candy Land commentary published December 6, 2018. You might, if you haven't read my review of Nick Brady's book entitled Cotton Candy Land, you might want to go into the library and read it. It is a tour de force commentary, an epic takedown of many deep state players, and a brutally honest assessment of America. In it, you attribute your severe poisoning following your open letter to Condoleezza Rice and a slimy decision in the Hamilton litigation issued on your mother's birthday to Dick Cheney. You said you'd explain why elsewhere, but would be happy to explain again for anybody interested. I've never seen elsewhere the explanation. I would love to hear it, but if you don't want to, no problem. Also, you told Daniel List and Dark Journalist interviewed that you've written a sort of companion piece to Meditations at the Crossroads about the suspicious death of your father in 1980. Do you think you'll ever publish it? I don't know. You know, what happens is I get whacked, I whack back, but do I expect a whack from that direction? You know, I pray not, but you never know. So do I expect to publish that? Who knows? Just, you guys are always looking for a level of certainty that I can't produce. I don't remember. I did a thing on Hamilton Securities with John Rappaport, and I don't remember if I got into the sort of Dick Cheney thing, but some, you know, at some point I will do more. What I've always said is that I give open permission and indemnification to the U.S. intelligence agencies to put all my files up online, because it's a bit of a dance. You know, if I disclose things, then they can say, oh, well, that's not true. So, you know, there's always a bit of a dance here. So I would encourage the U.S. intelligence agencies to put up their files, and then I can respond to their version of events. The old media, for anybody who doesn't know, Meditation at the Crossroads is in the library, and it's basically a post I wrote, and or an article I wrote and published after a slimy, dirty trick on the Hamilton litigation. And it's about why I believe the CIA had my mother assassinated when George H.W. Bush was the head of the CIA, probably answering to the Rockefeller Commission that was appointed in 75. Anyway, go look up Meditations at the Crossroads if you're interested. The old media just keeps getting dumber. Yes, that's the case. All the articles I see keep describing ivermectin as solely a medicine for horses. Well, you know, it's a tactic. Do they really think we're so lazy, stupid that they couldn't even look it up on Google or DuckDuckGo? Wikipedia lists it as being used in humans for head lice, scabies, river blindness, and several other ailments. There's no doubt it's used for parasites, but I think they're describing it as a medicine for horses because everybody was running and getting it from their vet or tractor supply at a much lower cost than what they pay a pharmacy. Dear Catherine, I viewed The Last Money in Markets with you and John Titus dated September 2nd. In the discussion, John said the Civil War is planned in Europe. The statement has piqued my interest. Could you recommend a book source? I asked John, and he said, check Descent into Slavery by Des Griffin and the Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Eustace Mullins. And then you noted that you'd read Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg and learned so much. Yeah, it's incredible. And it is incredible Children's Health Defense won the case against the FCC. So I'm assuming the FCC is going to appeal. But yes, very great news. And I did a book review on The Invisible Rainbow, and it's definitely a must read. I strongly recommend it. Hi, Catherine. I've been thinking about if those humans who have been genetically modified by the jab may at some point be informed that they are now owned by the corporate powers that be, and consequently all of their assets are also owned, circumventing human laws of passing on property to heirs. The "you own nothing" statement we've heard is thought-provoking, to say the least, in considering how they intend to try and accomplish those ends. I realize this may fall into the category of so-called high-octane speculation. I'm including this short video because the person speaking is very articulate in framing exactly the point I'm asking about, but he does not take it a step further. So I haven't looked at the video, but what I would say is, even though this sounds far-fetched, this is, to me, a distinct possibility, because if you look at sort of the laws and the case law on genetically modified organisms, it would not surprise me to see Mr. Global try and play this trick. It's much, you know, if you're going to be lawless, you can just be lawless, but then you can play a neat little legal trick to make it look like you're not being lawless. So it's an appearance game, but there's also another protocol about how genetically modified organisms can't travel. And I've brought that up before, and it wouldn't surprise me if that is also involved in sort of labor and travel control. So as unusual as this may sound, it's possible. Hi, Catherine, have you come across anyone creating a non-GMO travel guide? With the way the world is, and we only stay in a hotel or property that has a full kitchen in order to avoid GMO foods. Weston Price has a real food guide, and I would go to Weston Price and check out their real food guide and see if that can help. Catherine, thank you for all you're doing. I get so much out of Solaria. I've decided to get rid of the dumb phone and have a flip top, but now the corrupt institutions that allow us to have these devices are not going to support a flip top. Are you aware of other companies that will support a flip-top phone? This is an area I have to look into, because I have it's not a flip-top, but it's a non-dumb phone. I have to figure out, okay, what do I do if they stop supporting the cellular service that works with it? So this is an area I have to look in. If you find anything, let us know. I know there's a new phone out called a Freedom Phone, but I haven't had a chance to look at it. What you might want to do is use, I don't know, I've got to get rid of my dumb phone and move everything move that number to a VPN. So I'm looking into that as well. Are there any credit companies that you subscribe to? So to me, the best credit cards are just using a debit card of your local bank that can operate both as an ATM card and as a credit card. We continue to use Capital One credit cards. What I've found is that there's no good credit card. I was thinking of changing the Discovery to Discover, and then one subscriber wrote about just horrible experience they had with Discover. So as far as I know, there's no great credit card. I know there are companies where you can put money on a card and then pay it down. And generally, when I've looked at them, the fees are too high to do it that way. But you do need a credit card to travel. So I think it's the sort of the best of all worlds was sort of a Visa through Capital One, but I realize they are far from the perfect. If anybody knows a great credit card company, definitely let us know. I think there's a real opportunity to create something here. Hi, Catherine. I'm curious to know if you have plans for creating an video audio podcast format that can be easily downloaded via the audio video podcast app on an iPhone. The last time we checked, Apple would not let us do a subscriber only, but you're saying Grant Williams has figured out a way to do it. So we'll check. Right now, most of our focus is going into revising our payment mechanisms. We're about to send out an update to all subscribers announcing cash and coin. We're offering bonus payments of 1 and 2 months if you'll switch out of online payment systems, digital systems, into cash and coin, which is cash, coin, check, wire transfer, money order. or setting up a direct payment, a recurring direct payment with your bank. And so we'll offer, you know, that takes time to make these kinds of switches. But there's more and more push by the digital systems to control your content. And we want to live a free and inspired life and be free to tell you exactly what we think is important for you to know to live a free and inspired life. And so we want to do as much as we can to make all of our different, you know, if we can use lots of different sources of payment, and then we're not dependent, we can't be cornered by anybody. So if we lose one payment provider, you know, we have others. So we're intending to make a major investment in building software so that we can be much more mobile between payment gateways and much less dependent on any one firm. So that's our priority right now. But I would love to get everything onto an access through your iPhone. So I'll check that. And I really appreciate you letting me know. Hi, Catherine. New to the Salary Report. I wanted to add to your pushback stories and great stories about Canada and the problems that Trudeau is in. Here in BC, Facebook page started up called BC Businesses Against the Health Pass. Within 1 week, more than 100,000 people joined the page with a population of 5 million in the province. I think that number is pretty amazing. I believe it is at 116K now. Wow, that is fabulous. One little cafe in Victoria, BC had so much support they ran out of food. Sunnyside Cafe. This is great. I personally am working on closing all my bank accounts, and I'm moving to credit unions who are not mandating the Vax Pass for staff. Yes. Good. I've canceled most of my credit cards. I've started using cash again. Anyway, sincere thanks from British Columbia. Thank you so much. Very inspiring. Hi, Catherine. You've also alluded to a moment at the end of the 90s when you were told that unspecified elites had given up on the country and were shipping things abroad. Since that decision is fatally impacted us all, do you have any idea of the specific people, institution, or forces behind the beginning of our many ends? Yes. So I've written lots about this, and Farrell and I did a whole series on, you know, sort of who's the governance system and who are the organizations and breaking them down. I've done deep state tactics. I've done a lot on the describing my litigation and who was involved in the Federal Reserve and the central banks, etc. You mentioned James Corbett. He's done a great series on the oil industry and etc., etc. It's a complex system. If you want a quick overview, I'd watch my Planet lockdown interview. I would definitely read State of Our Currency and Going Direct Reset. If you want to understand how these things work, it's also very helpful to understand how the money in your place works. So one of the things I'm thinking about is maybe going back and putting together all the links of, you know, do you want to sort of understand who's who? Here's a sort of curriculum on how to do that. So I will put that in the parking lot. And then you sent some links. Georgia anti-vaxxer shut down inoculation clinic after harassing healthcare workers. Huh. Okay, somebody asked about the Amazon Terms of Service. Amazon in 2016 put out a term of service related to a software program called Lumberyard Materials that are, I think it's used for a video game. And they had what one of my attorneys would describe as a cheeky description, which I assume relates to some of the video games that are using this. And, you know, it's sort of a zombie scenario thing. And so when you read it, it's really shocking. One of my questions, did they put it in here so the lawyers in court could prove that you hadn't read the terms and conditions? Anyway, but that is true. They really did do that. This is relates to video games. Hi, Catherine. I'm trying to find the link on your site to donate to the Children's Health Defense Fund. If you go on the website to donations.solari.com, or you can see the Take Action crowdfund on the homepage. It's a businessman with two red boxing gloves on. Just go to the homepage and go to that, or donations.solari.com. But you can always go to Children's Health Defense Fund and donate directly. If you look at our Take Action crowdfund, we recommend that you go to their website and donate directly, because they are, I believe they're a 501c3, so you can get the tax exemption by donating direct. Hello, Catherine. I am just learning about you and your work, and I'm grateful to you for what you're doing. I'm in Vancouver, a single parent. My children are all young adults living at home. We rent, and we're doing the best we can. My youngest have high-functioning ASD, and my two daughters and I are federal employees. You already know the PM called for an election as part of his rollout, and he intends to continue with his plans. I'm part of a class action suit with police on guard in Canada who are working with Rocco Galati, who is representing all of us. The PM intends to continue mandating the poison injections and has announced that federal government is spending X number of billions of dollars voluntary isolation facilities in Ontario. My children are scared and so am I. I want to protect them and myself by doing what I can. And you're talking about all the things you're doing, which are very good things. I don't know if I'm doing everything right. It sounds like you are. Again, I would say prayer really works in helping you figure out what's the, there are thousands of things we can do. What is the best, most intelligent use of my time over the next week? You know, so if I have 5 hours available, what do I do this week? What do I do next week? And I just find prayer to be unbelievably helpful in terms of, you know, so if you can pray and have that vision of where you want to go, it really helps to organize things into it, to do that kind of visualization. But it sounds like you're doing great things, and just keep doing them, and just believe that there's a pathway, because we have to create it. You can't create it unless you have faith that you can. Hi, Catherine. I love your site because I've only been a member for a few months, but I'm having trouble finding some of the videos features you discuss. Comments under this video about the red button, trying to figure out where I missed that. Okay, so we'll put links up to the red button. And I sent you links on John on CBDC and his best evidence. You wanted to know why there was a line through the Zelenko feature. Sometimes the broken link checker will do that. Just click on the link and it works. So just ignore the line through it. Hi, Catherine. I've recently contacted several private schools for kindergarten. So you talk about your search for a private school. You can homeschool, but you'd rather do private schools. What I'm finding and hearing from subscribers is it's a small percentage of private schools that are acceptable. You have to go through a lot of private schools to find a good one. And they are out there, but I think it somewhat depends on how many sort of freedom-loving people you have in your area. And I would always, you know, no matter what you do, even if you find a good private school, I'd be prepared to homeschool as a backup. I think that it is now impossible to send your child to a government controlled school. It's not safe. I mean, it's really a serious safety issue. Okay, we turn to the Going Direct Reset. Hi, Catherine. I was talking today with a woman in the Atlanta area who found us through you. She was drawing unemployment. It turns out to keep her unemployment going, she had to agree to let IDMe take her biometric data. So here's the taxpayer paying her to make a private company rich. Isn't that rich? Unbelievable. And so you offered to let me know more about her. This is pretty careful. So, you know, this is why we're going to have to, unfortunately, we're going to have to start reading the terms and conditions very carefully. Because I'm finding the terms and conditions are changing dramatically. And you really want to start reading the terms and conditions. I was looking through the agenda for the Hong Kong Institute of Bankers upcoming banking conference when I noticed the term RegTech. In light of what we know about the global financial reset, could you explain how our financial and banking decisions could drive or hinder the development of technology? RegTech looks like an evil technology. This, I think, is a very important question, and I appreciate your sending it. I asked one of the people doing research for us to take a look at RegTech, and hopefully they've sent me a report, and hopefully I will be able to read it in time for next week and do that and ask Catherine. So I really appreciate that. Somebody sent a very interesting article from Northern Trust on why food inflation was a problem. Yes, it is. I appreciate that. I've heard you lamenting about not being able to understand the Book of Revelation, so somebody sent a recommendation on that, and I appreciate that. I really appreciated your interview on Finding the Christ, and hope learn more about Steiner's take on Ahriman. And then a rant from an Australian teacher, the link got sent in. There's a great rant from a Qantas pilot that I just posted. I put it in our Telegram channel, and I sent it into News Trends and Stories. It'll be one of the top videos. You can't miss it. It's fabulous. Hello, Catherine. Are you aware of the upcoming event? It may be something to mention during your interview with Corey Diggs, Worldwide Demonstration. It seems to be legit and put together fairly well. P.S. I love Solari. Hello, Catherine. I found the Future Science series extremely helpful and very good to understand a little bit about nanobiotech and graphene carbon tubes. And then you sent in some information about products. I know nothing about them. It's funny, for years, you know, I was one of those people who tried everything. I've tried hundreds of products. I feel like Madame Curie sometimes. More virtue signaling from a corrupt firm. Wow. EM Woke, inside corporate America's social justice scam. Anyway, thank you for that. Creepy people. I was recently introduced to a wonderful woman, Diane Langberg. Her work as a psychologist and a Christian is both enlightening and overwhelming. After years of dealing with my own childhood trauma, it's refreshing to hear a voice that so beautifully married the subject of God and trauma. You might find her interesting. I will. And then you also recommended Tim Fletcher. Okay, some great links and some great recommendations. Thank you for your questions. If we didn't get your question answered, let us know at, just resend it to Ask Catherine and say, I didn't get my question answered. If you have questions, send them to Ask Catherine. And thank you for joining me on the Solari Report. And when you get your cash and coin update, please consider switching your payment mechanism out of one of the online systems into something that you can do by, especially through your local bank and credit union. Let's take the business back to them. Anyway, thank you for joining me on the Solari Report. Have a great day.